forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
You won't come back from the dead man's curse.
Dead man's curse.
Dead man's curse.
Dead man's curse.
Dead man's curse. I can hear him say, you won't come back from the dead man's curse.
Dead man's
curse. Dead man's curse. It's no place to play.
Dead man's
curse.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The FBI releasing a photo of a person of interest in the murder of conservative commentator Charlie Cook at Utah Valley University. Authorities also recovering a rifle.
The murder weapon was a high-powered bolt-action rifle, according to investigators who say they found the gun discarded in the woods nearby the shooting. FBI Special Agent in Charge Robert Bowles says they have clear video of the shooter and are using technology to identify the person, and they have other evidence.
Investigators have also collected footwear impression, a palm print, and forearm imprints for analysis.
He says the shooter appears to have blended in on campus and appears college-aged. Alex Stone, ABC News.
In Colorado, authorities are still searching for a motive after a high school shooting yesterday that injured two students. Police say the suspect killed himself. And the nation is pausing to mark 24 years since the September 11th attacks, when hijackers crashed planes into the Twin Towers in New York City, the Pentagon, and a field in Pennsylvania. This is ABC News. Opening statements began today in Florida in the trial of the man accused of trying to assassinate President Trump last year on the golf course during the campaign. Ryan Ruth is representing himself in the trial. A day after wholesale prices showed a dip, another key gauge on consumer prices is out today, showing Americans paid more for nearly everything in August compared to last August. Another sign of the labor market troubles, too. Unemployment claims soaring last week.
First-time applications for jobless benefits had been coasting along at a fairly steady pace all year. But in the week ending September 6th, 263,000 were filed, an increase of 27,000 from the week before. It's the highest level for initial claims since October of 2021.
ABC's Jim Ryan. The average rate on a 30-year U.S. mortgage fell this week to its lowest level in nearly a year. It reflects a pullback in Treasury yields ahead of an expected interest rate cut. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Flags are flying at half staff across Wisconsin to honor the victims of the September 11th attacks 24 years ago today. The nation is also dealing with the aftermath of the assassination of Charlie Kirk, a right-wing activist and co-founder of Turning Point USA, who has close ties to federal Republicans. The organization was key in expanding voter outreach, including in Wisconsin. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Turning Point USA was key in expanding voter outreach, including here in Wisconsin. Leaders across the political aisle are disavowing violence. President Donald Trump has ordered flags fly at half staff Sunday for Kirk, which he did not do for Minnesota Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband when they were gunned down in their home. Speaker Robin Voss was asked about that today.
In the heart of hopefully every patriotic American, we would say that no matter who is assassinated, on the far right, the far left, man, woman, rich, poor, gay, straight, doesn't matter. Assassination is 100% of the time wrong. It's what I thought when Melissa Hortman, who was clearly a liberal Democrat, I didn't hear anybody on the right celebrating the fact that she was assassinated. It was awful.
Democrats like Senator Tammy Baldwin offered their condolences and condemned political violence, too. Leaders on both sides of the aisle said they're continuing to have conversations about how to keep lawmakers and staff safe. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Our own Congressman Tony Weed is calling yesterday, quote, an extraordinarily sad day for America, unquote. In an opinion piece published to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today, the congressman warned against dangerous polarization and political violence. Meanwhile, the Packers' newest defensive weapon, Micah Parsons, hopes to keep his record alive against the Commanders tonight. Parsons had nearly twice as many sacks against the Commanders last season than he did any other team. News at the top and bottom of the hour, all all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers head for home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers returning from their road trip to begin a three-game series tomorrow night against the Cardinals at American Family Field. The crew losing again 6-3. The Rangers' Jake Berger hit two home runs. Pat Murphy.
They got every big hit. You know, Berger was in AAA earlier in the season, and he hits two big homers. You know, we get 11 hits. We don't get the timely two-out hit.
NFL, the Packers host the Washington Commanders tonight, led by Dan Quinn, who was once the head coach of the Falcons, where Matt LaFleur was the quarterback's coach. LaFleur on his time there in Atlanta under Quinn.
It was invaluable to me. Like, I'm pretty certain I wouldn't be standing right here right now if it weren't for being with DQ for those 2 years in Atlanta. And just changed my whole mindset and how much fun you can have within the building yet still get down to business. It was a great environment.
That's Matt LaFleur. I'll have a full recap later tonight after the game from Lambeau Field with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Green Bay weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. More clouds than sun today, a comfortable September day with highs in the lower 70s. For tonight, patchy fog developing late, lows in the mid-50s. On Friday, some areas of fog early, otherwise mostly sunny, with highs in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
Serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl. A braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, down, Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 and WGBW. We're going to take a trip back in time to this date in 1967 on the radio and on TV. Something big was happening.
that confession when I'm telling the world that I love you.
Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. No subscription necessary.
WGBW.
Oh! Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything. Big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Sheep suit on until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't.
Sleep.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 and WGBW. The Monkees had a huge year in 1967. They spent like 10 weeks at the number one spot in total in 1967. But if we go to this day, September 11th, 1967, specifically, 58 years ago, a very special show debuted. You may have heard of it. It's called The Carol Burnett Show. Did you love it too? Because it ran for 11 seasons, won like 25 primetime Emmys. That show was great, but my favorite sitcom was kind of like a spinoff from some of the characters on The Carol Burnett Show. I loved Mama's Family. To this day, it's my favorite sitcom. Vicki Lawrence playing Thelma Harper. Oh my God, I loved it so much.
Locations in Appleton and Oshkosh. Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
If you're one of those people who loves to plan out their dinners in advance, I have just the one for you. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And on Monday, September 15th from 4 till 8 p.m., head on over to Green Bay East Pizza Ranch for a community impact night. Their beneficiaries are Feeding the Park People. So while you're enjoying a delicious slice, you can feel comfortable and happy knowing that 20% of those proceeds help support the mission of bringing food to the people in need. Head to WGBW.FM and click events.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Who are your customers? Right now, you've found 97.9 WGBW. Your customers probably have too. So get your message out to them. Contact WGBW 262-634-3311 or go online to WGBW.FM and click the advertise link on the top of the page. WGBW.FM. Then advertise.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the peaceful village, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the quiet village, the lion sleeps tonight.
Oh, we know it.
97.9 WGBW. The Lions sleeps tonight. You are not going to be able to sleep. I have a feeling this game is going to be so exciting. You better get a nap in now because you're not going to be to bed early. I know it. I know it's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. What condition my condition was in.
I woke up this morning with the sun down shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
love me do.
It's the Beatles on Local News and Timeless Hits. We're 97.9 and WGBW, and our news crew is growing. Some new faces, some new voices from the WGBW newsroom, and they promise to keep that same promise no matter who is new in that newsroom. News every half hour. And let's get you one. Another local news update right now.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Just a week into the school year, parents of Green Bay area school students will have to head back out for one more back-to-school item, a clear backpack. This after two lunchroom fights led police to find a handgun and ammunition in a backpack at Preble High School on Tuesday. The Green Bay area public school superintendent, Vicki Bayer, sent a letter to families yesterday saying students who choose to come to school with a backpack or tote bag will need to use a clear and colorless backpack or bag. The new policy goes into effect on September 22nd for all students grades 6 through 12. People who live on Green Bay's east side may have to find a different route to work soon. A heavily used portion of East Mason Street near East Town Mall will be closed starting this Monday, September 15th, for what the Green Bay Department of Public Works called a long-term closure in a news release yesterday. Well, plenty of people will be visiting Wisconsin's latest Wonder tonight for the Packers' primetime matchup against Washington. Why Wonder? Well, because that's what Lambeau Field has officially been named. The Packers and Travel Wisconsin made the announcement at a joint press conference yesterday. Well, the date today is 9/11, 24 years since terrorist attacks in 2001. The Packers will be honoring the significance of the date with a special on-field tribute to honor the courage and sacrifice of those who responded to the attacks and to remember all who lost their lives. Flags around the state are flying at half staff also today in honor of the nearly 3,000 people who died. Governor Tony Evers declared the day to be a state day of service and remembrance. Evers encouraged Wisconsinites to give back to their neighbors and communities today through acts of kindness and service by volunteering in our local communities. You can find a list of volunteer opportunities with virtual options on the Volunteer Wisconsin website.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. More clouds than sun today, a comfortable September day with highs in the lower 70s. For tonight, patchy fog developing late, lows in the mid-50s. On Friday, some areas of fog early, otherwise mostly sunny, with highs in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
WGBW. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. I wonder this time where she's gone. I wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, and I know, I know, I know, I know. Sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes. Time she goes away.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 and WGBW. Reminder to all the De Pere residents, if you do want to book a planting for a tree in your yard from the city, you have until tomorrow to do that. So don't wait. Plantings will likely take place in October.
She sits on the dock, fishing in the water, I don't know her name, she's a fisherman's daughter, Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. She smiles so nice, like she wants to come with me, She's tied to the dock and she can't get free. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Fish all day, sleep all night. Father never lets her out of his sight.
very nice for you. These arms long to hold you again. These eyes are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of loves, but they're never gonna see another one like I had with you. These eyes are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of loves, but they're never gonna see another one like I had with you.
With you. It's local news and timeless hits on 97.9 and WGBW. When Eric Westfall comes in the studio, I'm going to sing that to him. I'm just going to serenade him. He's going to go, what do you want? What do you need? How about one of those pair of tickets that are in your hand there for the play that goes wrong? But he's not going to give them to me because he's saving them for you. And like he has done every single day this week, he's going to toss some tickets your way, give you a keyword you can text in and hopefully do some winning and have a little date night on us. Not this weekend, but next weekend in Abrams, the play that goes wrong. Eric Westfall happens to star in it. And you can win those tickets. Start listening again at 2 today with WGBW.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's a dose of reality.
Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drug-to-driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
WGBW. I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was home. Escaping home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 at WGBW. Have yourself a great afternoon as the countdown continues to game time. Coming up on 2 o'clock means more news coming your way. Some sports action, some local news, and some ABC national news. It's all ahead.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Together and we'll get it undone someday when you hit it much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday when the world is much brighter.
Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter. Things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
We'll be right back.
things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
In the present. Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. Yeah.
when the rains came. Down in the hollow, playing a new game. Laughing and running, hey, hey. Skipping and jumping. In the misty morning fog with our hearts that thumping. And you, my brown eyed girl. And whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow? Gone down the old man with a transistor radio. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall. Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. And you, my brown eyed girl. We used to sing, sha la la.